City architect reflects on 40 years. Few people have had a greater impact on Melbourne than architect Rob Adams, AM, former head of city design, who has retired after 40 years. Rob was recently farewelled by leading Australian architects and Lord Mayor Sally Capp, AO, who led the reflections on Melbourne's success. Since the 1980s, our urban design team has shaped Melbourne into one of the world's most livable cities. The transformation captured the world's attention. 40 years ago, Melbourne was described as a donut city that hollowed out at 6 p.m. when office workers returned to their homes in the suburbs. Melbourne's city design team, led by Rob, brought life back to the inner city through imaginative planning decisions and private partnerships. Dynamic street life, distinctive neighbourhoods, and expansive green spaces emerged. The city blossomed as cafes and laneways attracted workers, visitors, creative retailers, and designers. We and the councillors of the day wanted to take those things that are special about Melbourne and just make them a little better, Rob said. Our own suite of furniture and bluestone paving, those kind of things. Rob calls these design elements small, incremental changes. Yet the Postcode 3000 initiative was transformative over decades. We set a target for 8,000 people in 15 years in the 1985 strategy plan. The property market crashed in the late 80s and a whole lot of office buildings were empty, Rob said. We decided we could convert those to residential. Across from the town hall, there was a little place and we leased the top three floors and turned it into six apartments. Then we took people through and said, well, this is what living in the city could be. Melburnians and investors embraced the approach, and the residential population swelled from 685 central city dwellings in 1982 to nearly 40,000 dwellings today. Rob said his team was then unwittingly designing a more resilient city by taking space away from cars and giving it to pedestrians, by planting trees, by designing furniture that lasts 100 years. All of that and bringing back a residential population. Renowned urbanist Jan Gehl was invited to provide guidance and helped write the influential Places for People report. The winning formula was described as a European lifestyle, but appropriate to Melbourne. You need a high-quality public realm, and 80% of that is made up of streets, Rob said. I think Postcode 3000 changed the nature of the city dramatically. The streets became much more friendly, much more people-oriented. Rob's leadership leaves a legacy of high-quality and sustainable urban design. Closing Swanston Street to private cars in 1992 helped make Melbourne more appealing for pedestrians. Council House 2 was Australia's first building to receive a six-star Green Star design rating. And we have created many more green spaces, planted more trees, as well as investing in stormwater capture and renewable energy. The picture caption reads, Rob Adams, AM.